The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Morning, friends. I say good morning to those on the West Coast here. But good day and welcome. Good afternoon, good evening to people signing in from all over.
Good morning. Those on the West Coast here.
And I see some friends. Good morning, Richard. And Cindy. And many others, friends old and new. Julie, good morning, and thank you for your support. Lovely to see everybody checking in, greeting one another. And it's 7 here on the West Coast, so we'll get underway. And before we sit together, I'll introduce a theme for the week. Sort of following on and inspired by Kim's theme last week, which she shared with me the other day. A theme I'm going to call the five knowledges or the five understandings. And I thought to myself this morning, oh, that's kind of a technical sounding thing. And it's too late probably now to change it with the people who title the week's talks. But I think I want to call it the Buddha's smile. I don't know if you've noticed this. You probably have. But Buddhist statues, like this one here, very frequently show the Buddha with a smile, sort of a mysterious, you could say, Mona Lisa smile. And I've always kind of been curious about that smile. And I think this week we can explore aspects of the meditation, five in number, that arise as part of the meditation practice that bring sort of an inward contentment and with it sometimes an inward smile and sometimes a smile that is expressed on our faces or in our spirit, both in the meditation and through the day. So I'll say more about the theme. It's five understandings or five knowledges as we go. The first one of them, I'm going to call something like the cultivating the pleasant and even the pleasure in the meditation. So let's sit, bring our attention inward and downward, maybe closing the eyes if that feels comfortable, bringing the eyes into a relaxed sort of middle distance if one wants to keep them open and let some light in. And what we'll bring our attention to as we settle in, as we make contact with the breathing, with the body, with whatever object of meditation we take as our first connection with the here and now of our experience. We can bring our attention to the pleasant in the meditation. It can feel quite easeful, bring us to rest, bring us to ground, can center us and ground us. This meditation practice and this bringing of the attention, directing the attention inward, downward, Sometimes we characterize the meditation, its qualities, and perhaps its objective as ease or easeful. And even if it's incremental, marginal, even if it's just greater ease for this moment, greater ease than when the mind is busy planning, remembering, fretting, thinking about other people, thinking about ourselves, casting itself into the future, looking into the past again, all useful qualities of mind, none of which we seek to stamp out or root out. As we cultivate an inner calm and peace and ease. And maybe today we can connect in this ease, even if it's just a greater ease. We can notice that it's pleasant and even that it's pleasurable. And this is a deep aspect of this practice, that this pleasure that comes in the meditation isn't to be feared. The Buddha encourages us throughout the texts on which we base our practice to cultivate this pleasure, this pleasantness, this pleasure of the meditation practice isn't to be feared, but rather to be cultivated. Why? Because it's an uncomplicated, simple pleasure. It's not sticky. It doesn't entangle us. It doesn't rest on external conditions. It rises from within. And it's a deep knowledge, a deep knowing, a deep understanding that comes with the cultivation of the meditation practice, that this contentment, this ease, this is wholesome. It leads onward. It points toward freedom. We can trust it. We can rest in it. As we do so, as we rest in it, as we become comfortable with it, it becomes stronger. This is how it's cultivated. So just rest easy in this today. Whatever pleasantness comes, whatever ease comes, it's part of the path. It supports our practice. It has benefits now, in this moment, provides a pleasant abiding in the here and now. And it bears fruit in the future. So, as we rest in the meditation, and pretty much no matter what's happening in the meditation, whether the mind is busy and preoccupied with the day to come or the day past, we can seek out any greater ease that comes with the meditation and enjoy it fully. Confident in the knowing that this pleasantness of the ease is wholesome. And that in addition to providing a benefit for us personally in the here and now of the meditation, that cultivating it results in skillful action and benefit to others. So we can bring the meditation to a close with this idea that we cultivate the meditation for our own benefit. And we share that benefit. The ease we find in the meditation, the pleasantness, the pleasure, even, provide a quietness in the mind that is useful to us as we meet the world, meet others in it. So let's share the benefits of our practice, confident in the knowing that far from depleting the benefits to ourselves, when we share the benefits of the practice, it increases the benefit for all beings. May all beings benefit from this ease. May all beings know this ease for themselves. May all beings be free.